Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to greet you again because it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. I'm excited. Baseball's back. Spring is here. But before we can do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase debit card. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names of two items, five letters and four letters, often used when playing a game. What are the words?
Is one dice?
One is dice, and if you change the T to an O, you can also spell board.
Okay, Mike. On this date in 2005, the novelist Saul Bellow died at age 89 in Massachusetts. Known for beloved books like The Adventures of Augie March, Humboldt's Gift, and Herzog, Bellow racked up a lifetime of awards, including the 1976 Nobel Prize in Literature. In his Nobel lecture, Bellow said, "A novel is balanced between a few true impressions and the multitude of false ones that make up most of what we call life." In honor of Bellow, today's show is all about other Nobel laureates in literature. And by the way, they must be living to win the award. I'll give you the year and an excerpt by that writer. You give me their name. 2016. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
Well, isn't this a little trick question to start off? This is Bob Dylan.
You're right. The Nobel Committee said he was receiving the prize for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. 1954. He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish.
So that is from The Old Man and the Sea, which is by Ernest Hemingway.
Excellent. The Nobel Committee said Hemingway was receiving the award for his mastery of the art of narrative. 1993. Setha believed it was a recovering body's need after an illness for quick strength, but it was a need that went on and on into glowing health because Beloved didn't go anywhere. There didn't seem any place for her to go.
Well, thank you for the end of that, because the title of the book is Beloved, of course, and that's Toni Morrison.
Right, who in novels characterized by visionary force and poetic import gives life to an essential aspect of American reality. 1983. The conch was silent, a gleaming tusk. Ralph's face was dark with breathlessness, and the air over the island was full of bird clamor and echoes ringing.
That's from Lord of the Flies by William Golding.
Yes, nicely done. The Nobel Committee honored William Golding for the realistic narrative art and diversity and universality of myth. Okay, and finally, 1962. They were hungry and they were fierce, and they had hoped to find a home, and they found only hatred. Okies, the owners hated them because the owners knew they were soft and the Okies strong, that they were fed and the Okies hungry.
That's from The Grapes of Wrath, which is by John Steinbeck.
Absolutely, who was honored for his realistic and imaginative writings, combining as they do sympathetic humor and keen social perception. We'll give Mike Nothnagel the Nobel Prize. He went 5 for 5 this week. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you give it to somebody actually deserving of a Nobel Prize, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked us. Or you can go read the books that Ian just added to our bedside table. Or you can try some extra credit questions. Or you can try this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of Nobel laureate Günter Grass. GunterGrass. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word phrase that might describe members of Nirvana and Soundgarden. What is the phrase? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.